Heavy rain has ended across the Midwest, and we'll see some drying conditions over the weekend, but another frontal system will come across the region as we move into the early part of next week that will likely stimulate another round of precipitation. It will likely set us back or keep us out of the fields for a bit longer across the region, and that is something that will become a bit of a frustration as we move closer to the 1st of May. The delays across the heart of the Midwest will probably be most significant from southeastern Iowa into Indiana and parts of Michigan, and southward to the Northern Delta, which is the area that saw the most significant rainfall over the past couple of days. Some of those rain totals ranged anywhere from 1 to 3 inches, with local totals to 5, 6, and 7-inch amounts in some locations, and flooding has been reported. The odds are fairly good that we're not going to see quite as much warming over the coming week as we had originally hoped for, and that means that the drying rates across the Midwest will be somewhat sluggish as well. And the end result of that, of course, is that it'll be longer before we can get into the fields and be aggressive with field work. And that means that the corn planting, of course, will be a little sluggish as well as everything else. There's a risk to the winter wheat crop coming up tonight across parts of Missouri and Illinois, with temperatures getting down into the upper 20s and 30s. I don't believe there'll be any kind of crop damaging conditions that would actually hurt their yield potential overnight tonight. But we're more interested in the period during the middle part of next week. During that time frame, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we'll likely see cold weather again in the U.S. hard red winter wheat country on Tuesday at night, and then we'll on Tuesday morning, and then we'll likely see the colder Wednesday and Thursday mornings across the lower Midwest, possibly reaching down to portions of Kentucky and northern portions of Arkansas. The frost and freezes that occur at that time could be threatening to some of the crop, and a close monitoring of the situation is warranted. It's just too soon right now to get very specific about the potential for any kind of damaged environment. Already this morning, there was significant damage done to some of the hard red winter wheat country. Again, temperatures there were down into the middle and upper 20s across central Kansas and northwestern portions of Oklahoma, as well as a portion of the eastern Texas panhandle. Even colder conditions occurred in the western Texas panhandle and areas northward through Colorado and western Kansas, where temperatures fell into the lower 20s, with a couple of extremes in the upper teens. This is the new potential damage on top of the old. We've seen a lot of freezes out in hard red winter wheat country this month, and it's going to be pretty much likely that we're going to see a reduction in production because of the impacts of these freezes, but unfortunately we won't be able to adequately assess the situation until the harvest arrives. In the meantime, it looks like the weather near-term across the Midwest is going to be mostly favorable over the course of the weekend. I don't think we'll see much in the way of significant precipitation across the area, and we'll have an opportunity to dry down with some sunshine coming along. Now, there will be some lingering showers in the Great Lakes region here today and the upper Mississippi River Basin, where snow fell from 2 to 8 inches yesterday across Minnesota and parts of Wisconsin. That storm system will wind down overnight tonight and will likely see dry weather in most areas tomorrow, with the exception of the northwestern Corn Belt, where yet another disturbance will likely begin moving across the region. That new disturbance will likely stimulate a little bit of rain and perhaps some snow, and it will likely work its way southeastward across the region, producing showers and thunderstorms across the heart of the Midwest as we move into the period from Monday night into Wednesday. The storm system will likely generate enough precipitation to set us back in that drying trend that's so badly needed across the heart of the Midwest. In the meantime, of course, the Red River Basin of the North will be subjected to more runoff and potential flooding as we move forward through the next couple of weeks. That's going to delay any kind of fieldwork in that part of the country. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.